Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wisconsin guys talking Wisconsin sports in the morning. Broadcasting live on the radio.com app. 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan. It's time for Chuck and Winkler in the morning. Live from the Bryant and Stratton Bobcat Studios.
Going to hear from Mark Murphy momentarily, Packers president. We will answer your questions that you have for us. It's an Ask Us Anything Wednesday. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Use the hashtag AskCW. One person at random will win four tickets to the State Fair coming up in August. So tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Use the hashtag AskCW to get those questions in. You know, Chuck and I here in Milwaukee, big city town, baby. We have both cut our bones in small market radio, and I think that you should. I think that if you're going to be in this business, you should at least get a little run and, you know, be at a station where you have to do nine jobs and you get paid for a half.
Yeah.
Right? You should do that.
Work 6 days a week, do it at air shift, and read the obituary reports and the stock market reports, and maybe do a trading post on the air where you're, you know, buying and selling things.
That a little swap shop.
Swap shop, yes.
Yeah. Hey, I got a refrigerator, might work, might not, $20.
Yep, all that, you know, and they give you the phone number, and then you write the phone number down if you're the host, and, you know, somebody eventually calls up and said, yeah, what's the phone number on that refrigerator?
And then you say, that's 920-960-6762.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's mine.
Okay. Somehow you were predictable. I figured you were going to use that to give out your phone number.
I'm predictable.
Yeah, I knew you were going to do that.
You told me a story this morning about for the 50th time.
But hey, like we say, our audience changes all the time.
So then let me make my phone number joke.
I'm just telling you, I knew it was coming.
Fine. Then next time.
You say I'm predictable.
Fine. You think I'm predictable?
Yeah.
Predict what I'm going to do next. 920-94. I'm doing your phone.
Oh, don't do my number. See, I don't know people's numbers because I just like in.
I went into my phone.
Okay, on a phone, I just have them all listed as contacts. So
I do know your number by heart, though.
That's okay.
I don't know why that is, but I do. No, but I bring up small market radio because there's some segments that you just mentioned that I miss doing. And one of them that I miss doing is celebrity birthdays. So I thought, if you wouldn't mind, you'd indulge me for a moment.
We used to do this on the small station I was on.
Yeah.
The host would read the person's name, and I would guess the birthday.
Oh, okay.
I would guess. How old do you think Nat King Cole is?
All right. Today, we wish a happy birthday to Luke Bryan, country singer Luke Bryan. Chuck?
35.
Oh, no. He is 42 years old.
Okay, young 42.
Pop singer Jeremiah is celebrating a birthday today.
I don't know who that is. And then, I don't. I hear Horvat laughing in the next room. Sorry.
Put it all on me.
Don't know Jeremiah.
31 years old today, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
David Hasselhoff celebrating a birthday today.
Okay, I will say the Hoff is probably 61.
Ooh, 66.
He's a 66. Senior citizen?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
Daughter of the chick that played Princess Leia, and I can't think of her name. Carrie Fisher.
Oh.
Daughter of Carrie Fisher, Billy Lord, is celebrating a birthday today.
Don't know.
26.
Okay.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is celebrating a birthday today.
41.
She's 64.
Oh, she's a very old 41.
Mojo Rawley, WWE wrestler.
Current wrestler?
Yeah.
No, I don't watch wrestling today. I don't know who that is.
He was the one, he was doing the thing with, like, he was looking in a mirror, and then he painted half his face like a broken mirror, and then he wrestled once, and then he went away.
Well, as should a lot of those guys on Raw today.
Let's see. Carrie Hart, motorcycle racer, and Pink's husband.
Pink is married?
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't know she was married. I will say probably 41.
He's 43.
Okay.
Mojo Rawley, by the way, 32. Donald Sutherland, movie actor.
Okay.
Father of Jack Bauer.
I would say 71.
Oh, he's 83.
Oh, he's that old. Okay.
And then, let's see, I think that's
pretty bad at these ages back in that day.
I think that's pretty much all the important birthdays to go over, unless I can find one more. How about this one? Former NFL running back, three-year career with Green Bay and Detroit, Gary Ellerson celebrating a birthday today.
I'm going to say Ellie is 5'7".
5'6" Gary Ellerson.
I remember they had a big deal when he was the 5-0 here on the radio station. So he's 5'6".
So happy birthday to Gary.
G-Eazy.
G-Eazy celebrating his 56th birthday today. And did you get him anything for his birthday?
I didn't know it was his birthday today.
Oh.
But I would probably get him as much as he got me for my birthday.
And that is a little compliment, a pat on the back?
I don't even see Gary ever.
Not even that?
I don't think I think the last time I saw Gary... I don't even remember when last time I saw Gary.
Well, I'll tell you what. As I did get him something.
You did? Oh, how's that feud going between you two guys?
Well, I hope that this bridges it.
Because it's quieted a little bit, I feel.
Yeah,
like.
And I hope that this is kind of the final olive branch. But Okay. Not only did I get him something, and I will put your name on it and Horvat as well.
All right.
So it'll be like a show gift.
All right.
If you don't mind, I'm just going to... Just let me get. It's in my bag. I have to get it real quick.
Okay.
So just let me get. It's just one
literally,
second.
He's literally going in his bag. Okay. All right. Bill Michaels, 10 to 2 here on the Fan, and then the big show from 2 to 6. And Bart's back. Wow. Yeah. Okay. It's in a bag.
Yeah. So the big show yesterday, you may have seen they had.
While you were gone, I promoted 2 to 6. The big show.
Oh, good. That's
Bill
good.
Michaels, 10 to 2.
Because yesterday. The guys from Wendy's came in to give the big show some food.
Sure.
And, you know, what happens when people bring you food? You eat it, or you take it home, or you put it in the fridge for the next day.
Those are
really the three options.
Three smart options.
There's no other option that you could do.
No.
Okay, well, the big show got all this food from Wendy's, and they just let it sit overnight in the studio. So, for Gary Ellerson, he can have... two of these bacon cheeseburgers,
okay,
which they left in the studio overnight. And then there's three of, it looks like it's cheesy fries with bacon and jalapeno.
Now, if Wendy's had brought us food in the morning, that lasts all about 5 minutes.
Well, we would eat it.
Yes.
And then what we didn't finish, we might take home. And then what we didn't also finish, we might put in the fridge and let the other guys on the staff know, hey, if you're hungry... Wendy's was kind enough to bring in some food, especially these delicious-looking fries with the cheese and the jalapeno and the bacon.
Yeah.
Why not enjoy it at your convenience? But I will make sure to put it in the fridge where it belongs.
So you've had to look at this food for the last couple of hours in your little corner of the studio here.
Now, I've eaten wings off a toilet, so I have no qualms about eating food that was out overnight. But I would like to give it rather to Gary Ellerson for his 56th birthday.
Okay. Well, put it by a spot.
I will. I'll set it up with a plate and silverware.
Okay.
And I will even unwrap the burger.
Take a picture of it.
Yeah, and I will set it up. Okay. So thank you, Wendy's, for bringing this in. The big show thanks you, I'm sure. We thank you, although I'm going to gift it back to Gary Ellerson. I think that's just the proper thing to do. And so, Gary, happy birthday.
And Wendy's, guarantee it, if you brought us some food, there'd be no leftovers.
Yeah, always fresh, never frozen. Yes. That's Wendy's. You bring us food, we will eat it or share it or definitely put it in the refrigerator. So happy birthday to Gary Ellerson.
Yeah, we came in and found that little surprise.
Yeah. I had a birthing class last night.
Oh, how many is this for you?
I am expecting a child. People think that I was joking, but I am.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is... 8 months pregnant.
All right, and very soon.
Yeah, oh yeah, very
Sounds
soon.
Sounds like.
It'll be a boy.
You know how it is going to be now,
It'll
right?
It'll be a boy.
Okay, did you want to know?
Oh yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't want to know.
See, I like the surprise.
Why?
I just like the surprise.
But now we can plan like boy stuff that we bought over the years.
I get that, but I wanted the surprise. But so all three have been surprises.
Okay. No, we wanted to know right away. And even if we didn't, mm-hmm. the lady told us without even asking.
Oh, she did?
Our first ultrasound, she's like, okay, everything looks good. Oh, something interesting between the legs. And then we look at each other and she goes,
camel toe?
She goes, I don't know if you can tell, a baby is a camel toe.
Okay. Well, I mean, no.
Jesus. Well, yeah.
Just give it options there.
Camel toe.
Just give it options.
Nah, it was his pee-pee, Chuck.
Oh, his pee-pee. Okay. But she, you know what? She erred.
She erred.
Because she's supposed
we're going to sue the hospital.
Well, she's supposed to tell
her
you.
Her mental anguish.
She's supposed to ask you.
Yeah.
Would you two lovely people like to know the sex?
Oh, yeah.
And at that point, you say no. At least I did. We did. Said no. But, okay. So, were you shocked that they told you that at the moment?
I was shocked that they told us, yeah, without us asking.
Were you?
Ultimately, we didn't care because we did want to know.
Okay, now, were you happy with the result of a boy?
Yeah, I mean, we just want the baby to be healthy.
It's the typical token answer of every couple.
Well, that's like the real answer.
I know. But I mean, as a guy, did you want a boy or a girl? She probably wanted a girl, and the husband or the guy typically wants a guy. Did you honestly didn't care, or did you have a preference, or what?
We did not care.
No, I mean you individually.
Us.
Okay, but usually, you know, sometimes it's the woman who wants one.
She didn't
care.
And
the boy wants another. She didn't care either.
No gender stereotypes came into play.
You didn't have a gender revealing party?
Didn't care.
Okay.
We did not do that.
I heard you have what do they call it? Not a bridal shower. You had a baby shower. You had a baby shower.
You did, yeah.
Yes. Shannon told me she wanted to contact your wife or contact you to find out where you guys are registered, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Did she contact you yet?
She did not.
Okay, she will be doing that. Yes. Okay,
check out baby list.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So I had birthing class last night.
All right.
And, you know, it's good. It's interesting. I'm learning a lot. But the biggest takeaway that I have from this is, and I don't know if anyone there listens or whatever. There's 10 couples in this birthing class.
Mm-hmm.
And if I first entered the birthing class and saw the other 9 couples, but the men were on one side and the ladies were on the other,
mm-hmm.
I could, with 100% accuracy, match up who was married to who. Because everyone in this class looks like the person they're married to.
But you kind of, I hear you.
It's unbelievable.
Sure. No, I know.
The redhead is married to the redhead.
Yeah.
You've got the guy with short and glasses
yeah.
married to the girl short and glasses. You've got the guy that looks like he grew up in like Sherwood, mm-hmm. you know, married to another homely looking lady.
Okay.
You know, everybody's got their equal.
That was tall guy with tall girl?
Tall guys with tall girl.
Now, there inevitably, one of these, there's always tall girl with short guy. Was that?
Not in this one.
Okay.
With 100% accuracy.
And it's like, huh?
There's maybe one couple that would throw me off.
Okay.
And I don't look like my wife.
Mm-hmm.
So we might throw people off.
So would other couples be able to determine that with you two?
Don't know.
Okay.
Maybe by process of elimination with the rest of the class.
Mm-hmm.
But what is that? It's like Milhouse's parents on The Simpsons. They look exactly alike. They look mm-hmm. like brother and sister.
Sure.
And that's what this looked like in this class. 100% accurate.
So there was no mismatches?
None. Maybe one, a little off.
Okay.
And then me and my wife.
Okay.
But everybody else.
You could determine that, like, if you go to Summerfest, too. You could tell couples. You see couples together. You could tell couples have been together for a while. You could tell that these couples have maybe grown up together. You could tell. That couple right there,
yeah.
They look like they belong together.
As you age, I think you do develop, like, there's been studies on that because my grandparents, you know, they looked like a couple. Maybe that's just because I saw them all the mm-hmm. time or whatever, but they did, you know, there is that study and people over the years start to look like they're dogs.
Sure.
There's those kind of studies, but it just, these couples are still relatively young that I didn't think natural merging of the aging process should have started yet.
Which is, you know, like Shannon's daughter, good looking girl, you know, tan, she's, you know, in shape and all that. There was a picture on the other day, her with her boyfriend who looks like Larry the Cable Guy. And it's like, it looks like this guy got a random picture with some hot chick. And it's like, they just don't look right together. And you look at the picture and you're like, huh?
Yeah.
What is she seeing in Larry the Cable Guy? So once in a while, it throws you off base. And once in a while, if I see a couple mismatch like that, I'll say, oh, you're with your brother here tonight, aren't you?
Ooh.
Oh.
Just keep your mouth shut.
That's my boyfriend. Really?
How would you
say? What are you seeing this guy?
How would you do that?
Well, because I do things like that. I do. I do. No.
It's Chuck and Winkler.
Come on. You ain't really good dating this guy, really?
From the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studio. Again, if you're in my birthing class and you do listen, don't talk to me.
Have you talked to
me? Not until the end of the class.
So have you met?
Now I feel weird.
Now, have you met any of the couples
formally? We do pleasantries, but nobody's like making friends here.
No one came up to you and said, oh, I listen to you guys in the morning.
No.
Yeah, I've had that. Okay. All right.
So I don't know if anyone does. Maybe they don't. If you do, we'll talk after the class.
Okay, so...
Because now I feel weird.
So, because that person's going to come up to you and say, so you think I
look like my wife?
Wife, well, yeah. Yeah.
So I was going to wait and tell you this in a few weeks, but man, it was just so... It's just unbelievable.
There were no odd couples. They all matched up.
Yeah, maybe one.
Okay.
One or two.
Yeah.
But
it is. That's the way it is. You know, fat guy, you're going to go out with pudgy girl. Tall guy, tall girl. Redhead with, redhead. Nerd with nerd. Like, you'll never see an athletic girl with some nerdy guy.
So does that mean you're attracted to you?
I think so. But see, I like shorter girls. I'm 6'2", but I like them 5'3", 5'2". I don't want 6 foot and 6'2" doesn't go well, I don't think.
To recap the segment, when my wife and I found out the gender of our baby, Chuck thought the lady said that my kid is a camel toe.
No, I just was asking you.
It's Chuck and Winkler.
As an option.
We'll hear from Mark Murphy next.
I'm really excited about our new head coach, Matt LaFleur. I think he's going to be a really good fit for this community and this organization, and it's a big change for us. Mike had great success for us, and hopefully he'll get a chance to get back into the league as a head coach.
That's Mark Murphy on the Wendy's Big Show earlier this week there at the Packers Hall of Fame golf outing. I want to hear that again because I'm going to read between the lines here from Mark.
I'm really excited about our new head coach, Matt LaFleur.
I'm excited to have a yes man as the coach.
I think he's going to be a really good fit for this community and this organization. And
he's so happy to be a head coach that he'll be scared of me and won't challenge me in any way.
It's a big change for us. Mike had great success for us, and hopefully he'll get a chance to get back into the league as a head coach.
I never want to see that rat bastard again.
That's a translation?
Yeah.
Man, at one point, though, Murphy, he was in bed with McCarthy. He loved him. He was all about McCarthy and Ted Thompson. And, that was going to be a long relationship. That one fizzled quickly.
Well, they were on top of the world. They were making hand over fist with money. $75 million 2 years ago the Packers made. That was their profit. Yeah. This year, $724,000.
Yeah. And some of that went to the big guy. This is going away prize.
Yep. So that's the translation. Mark Murphy talking to the guys earlier this week again on the Wendy's Big Show. He addressed everything that went on between Rodgers and McCarthy. And we've been talking a little bit about the 2014 NFC Championship game and how terrible it was. And if I could go back in time, I would fire McCarthy right after that day. If anything, it was at least the start of what ended up being a fractured on-field relationship between Rodgers and McCarthy. And Murphy was asked what he saw from those two last year.
I think it's much about nothing. I think, Aaron, you look at Mike and Aaron had a great run. And, Yeah, I think he and Matt, I think they're going to really, really do well together. Matt's, he's an innovative, creative offensive coach, and it's going to be a challenge for Aaron. He's been in one system his whole career, and I'm excited, though. I think you're going to see some things on offense that we haven't seen in the past.
Everything will be fine. That's why I called Aaron and said, don't be the problem.
Technically, he's been in two systems. He was for his rookie year. He was in the Mike Sherman system for a year, and then Sherman got canned. So this would be his third system that he had to learn. But majority of it, the point was, the majority of his gigolo years with the Packers, he was under the big guy's tutelage.
Murphy was asked about Josh Jones. Should I play this answer? Do we care about Josh Jones?
I told you a couple weeks ago, Josh Jones hasn't earned any one iota of mentions. And, I see the headlines. Oh, Josh Jones speaks about missing some mini camps. Who cares? But go ahead, just for the sake of it.
Okay, here's Mark Murphy on Josh Jones.
You know, this is a big year for him. I think it's his third year. He's, he's splashed a little bit, but he's been up and down. And, I think biggest issue, and brace competition. You can't shy away from it.
Translation, I haven't been involved with football for 5 years. Josh who?
Well, okay, Mark Murphy, now we're asking him, and he's involved in player personnel moves? Wasn't he just all about knocking down houses a couple of short years ago? Now he's involved in the whole operation. I don't get that. Why he's now commenting on Josh?
Asked him the question. Though.
He's not the. But no. I'm saying. He's even. But he should be saying, "Oh, you know what? That's not for me really to decide. I'm not the. That's on Brian and the personnel staff. I'm just right. He's commenting on. We asked him that, but that's the position that Murphy's put himself into. Now he's a analyst of these players.
I think it's harmless.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
You've never liked Murph.
Well, I just think he's shaking your hand with one hand and pickpocketing your hand with the other one. One of those deals. Oh, yeah. It's like, he claims about, what can he do for, all this is, public service to Green Bay, and we're doing, he's trying to fill his own pockets, that's for sure. That's what that's all about.
If a genie came down to Mark Murphy and said, I'll give the Packers a Super Bowl or I'll give you a $50,000 bonus, what do you think he'd take?
Oh, he'd take the $50,000 bonus. Oh, yeah.
What would you take?
If I take the $50,000 bonus, who would? Who wouldn't take the $50,000?
Yeah, maybe that's a bad example.
Yes. Yeah. No.
$50,000.
Yeah. No, he...
That's like a week of diapers for me.
The knock on Murphy used to be, hey, he doesn't care if he loses in the playoffs because, if he loses in the playoffs, he's still got people coming into the pro shop. He's still got people coming into the atrium. He's still making money at that place. He's still printing money, even when he's missing out on the Super Bowl. So, I don't know. I don't know if I feel that way as much anymore by his recent actions of, cleaning house there in the front office and getting rid of those pillars. But, yeah. Murphy, at the end of the day, is
silos.
The silos, pillars, whatever. Any more from Murph?
Yeah, a couple more. The Packers in 50 days, they will have the Chicago Bears. They will go down to Soldier Field. They will kick off the NFL's 100th season, and they will play against the Chicago Bears in 50 days. On one side, you have Aaron Rodgers. On the other side, you have Khalil Mack, who could have been, should have been, would have been a Packer. Is there regret that they weren't able to get it done? Now he's commenting on a player transaction. Is this going to be okay with you, Frames? Murphy was asked about Khalil Mack.
Not really. This should be a Gutekunst thing. But for the sake of it, what did he say?
Well, the whole Khalil Mack, there's no, it's not a surprise. We were aggressive. We wanted to sign him. And, I think ironically, the Raiders took the Bears' offer because they thought it would be a better draft pick than ours.
And that's probably Gutekunst telling him that. Do you think Murphy is telling Goody at all, let's go after this free agent. Let's go after this guy. I wonder if Murphy's we joke about it, but I wonder if that's really true. If he's really having some say in some of this stuff.
Is it different because he doesn't own the team? There was a report this week about how Lazary basically made the Malcolm Brogdon trade, and we're talking about the Brewers and pitchers, and, well, we know Mark doesn't want to pay for pitching, but then Mark Murphy's got this influence on the Packers, and we're like, buzz off, dude.
Yeah, but Murphy's background is raising money. All right? Yeah, he was the athletic director at Northwestern.
Yeah, but he played football. We've talked about this before. Mark Murphy's not considered a football guy.
But
I don't know what more you have to do other than play in the NFL to be a football guy.
Yeah, but I mean, day-to-day, though, his expertise is running the business side of things. That's what his background is, running the business side of things and getting it done in that area. You know, Mark Athanasio. You know, Mark Athanasio shouldn't be evaluating any talent. Mark Lazary, if he wants to meet with a potential free agent, okay. But he should not be telling the general manager, John Horst, who to sign.
And he made the Brogdon deal.
That's
the Pacers owner called Mark Lazary, according to reports.
Yeah.
And the two old boys swapped guys.
And so Lazary, so in other words, then Lazary went to Horst and said, John, this is the move we're going to make. Then what the hell purpose is to having John Horst if he's not going to run the team as the GM?
Because he's a cap guru, and he can figure out how to unload Tony Snell for a contract that's $2 million.
So Horst is going to draft. He's going to do certain things, but then other things he's not going
to
do?
No, they didn't even have a draft pick. They didn't even need to.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, usually run the draft. Scout, run the draft, whatever. You know, how if Lazary doesn't have any background in this. He's been running the team for 5 years. But
well, he traded Malcolm Brogdon.
Yeah, but I mean, was Horst on board with that then?
I don't
fully believe that, though. I don't believe that Lazary said, you know what, I'm going to trade Brogdon. Went to Horst and said, I'm going to trade him. I'm calling the Pacer owner.
Oh, the Pacer owner called him.
Yeah. And same thing with Indiana. Their GM, whoever it is, it's not Donnie Walsh, I know that. Whoever their general manager.
Pritchard or something.
Yeah.
Which in the Brogdon press conference, he just was praising how couldn't have got it done without Mark Simon.
Now, if the owner is coming in and closing the deal on a free agent move and saying, hey, this is why we want you to come here, and the general manager's on board with it, then I'm good with it. But the owner to call up one owner and say, hey, I want to make a trade, and then these owners got to go back to their general manager and say, hey, I just made a trade for you. Got Brogdon out of here for a few draft picks. You did what?
Chuck, it's NBA governor.
Oh, yeah. Owner to me yet. They're the owners.
They own a team.
They own the team. Yeah. I mean, the reference they're talking about, I never looked at it that way. I mean, they're owners.
We understand they don't own the people.
They don't own the people. They own the team.
They own the team.
They own the franchise. They own the property. They own the franchise. They own the... No, they don't own the player. They own the team.
I own a home.
Yes. You're not a governor, you're an owner.
Yeah.
Lazary owns the team. He owns the likeness of the team. He owns the pro shop. He owns everything involved with that team. That's how I look at it. Not, hey, I own you, you're gonna do this for me.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Perkins, by the way, I got an email yesterday from Perkins. Says I got a coupon for a buy one, get one, because on Wednesdays, you can get a buy one, get one after 4 o'clock if you're signed up for their e-club. Now, how do you sign up? You go to PerkinsRestaurants.com, and it's very easy. I got an email yesterday, and I can use that coupon today. At some point, maybe we use it next week. We're going to go next week to Perkins. We're locking this in, you, me, and Horvat.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got my mind set on a little avocado and shrimp.
Yeah, the Southwest Shrimp Avocado Salad, it's on the Shrimply the Best menu. Also the shrimp and grits, the shrimp skillet, the shrimp pasta primavera. There's a lot of shrimp-flavored stuff right now, which goes really good here in the summertime. And you can check that out at Perkins. And again, today, buy one, get one if you sign up for their e-club, which you can do at PerkinsRestaurants.com. Monday's no good. Tuesday, maybe.
Wednesday,
the Brewers play at
home. Tuesdays when the Brewers are home, a long day for me.
How about Thursday?
Yeah, as long as we did it right after the show on Thursday, yeah. Yeah, let's do it. Put me in.
Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday, as long as we did like in right after the show. Perfect. Did like 10:30 or so.
Packers have training camp at 10:15. Are you not? You're not going up for that one?
Have I ever? You mean miss this show to go up to catch that first training camp practice?
Yeah.
I'll pass.
Kids riding bikes and stuff?
Oh, God. Watching training camp practice, Bart. Oh, my God. I'd rather watch those couples at birthing class last night that you were at.
The clones?
Yes. Yeah, so I'd rather
the
watch
clone them. Couples?
I'd rather be doing that. But training camp practice? Mm-mm.
All right. I'll put it in the calendar. Perkins.
Mike Clemens? Well, he's in his glory watching that. Me watching a training camp practice, that's brutal.
Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to do it next Thursday, all in.
The shrimp and grits, low country inspired, like Grandma used to make.
Whatever I
remember
hear.
You'd go to Grandma's farm and she'd make you all those, that shrimp and then the grits.
I had the only grandma who was not living on a farm, I think. No, she lived in Racine.
Oh, my great-grandma lived on a farm. Strawberry farm?
My dad grew up in a farm in Wild Rose. He was like 14. But yeah, he lived on a farm for a short bit.
She would say, "You kids want to go pick strawberries?" I'd say, "Shut up and die so I can have your inheritance already, you old bag."
Wow, that's nice. I know you didn't say that.
No, but my great-grandpa might have said that to her, actually.
Yeah.
That was not the best. Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Take the family there. Ask Chuck and Winkler anything.
Oh, that's coming up. Today's a Wednesday.
Supersize edition. Your chance at State Fair tickets coming up.
Bam, the Fan.
Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. Tweet in your questions for either myself or Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart. Nice to talk to you. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, the Fan, hashtag AskCW, and you could win 4 tickets to the State Fair. Talk to Tim Allen. He'll be in at some point next hour. Talk some Brewers. Big win last night, 13-1. They're going to, on the Bill Michaels Show, Tim's in for Bill, talk a little fantasy football. I sort of had a fantasy football draft last night. I'm in a dynasty league, and we had our rookie draft start last night.
In July?
Yeah, so we started drafting our rookies. And let me see. Who went? N'Keal Harry, New England, went number 1 overall for the rookies, and then 3 running backs went, and I had the 5th pick, so I took Kyler Murray. Took a little Kyler Murray. Maybe a slot or two ahead of where he should go.
Maybe a round or two ahead of where he should go.
No, he's high. Then I almost took Hockenson, but I had to pick 5 and 7. I took A.J. Brown, wide receiver, Tennessee.
I'm trying to concentrate, but this food smells so awful right now, and not that I love...
Leftover food for Gary on his birthday.
Yeah, I right love food, don't get me wrong, but... 2-day-old jalapenos with a scent of cheeseburger.
Yeah, right in front of you.
Right in front of you. All right, what do we got? We've got questions from the faithful listeners. We appreciate that. Tweet us again at 105.7 FM, the Fan, with the hashtag AskCW. Ryan Horvat to ask on your behalf. Horvy.
Hello, guys. KJ would like to know, who are your top 4 hottest actresses in Hollywood? What is the top actress's best role in a movie?
Wow. That is a tiered question.
A loaded question, as we call it in the biz. Let's just go 4 hottest actresses in Hollywood. Let's start there. And you could go, we could even, I know we've kind of done this before, but I guess, because Freems, you don't like to get out to the movies.
Yeah.
You could go like all time.
Oh, like you all time?
I'll let you go all time on this one.
I'd say like Jennifer Aniston's in the top 4.
Oh, yeah. Still today.
Yeah. Should we just go back and forth and name one, Bart and I?
Yeah, it'll give you guys more time to think.
Okay.
Well, hold on.
You can just go boom, boom, boom.
I got to make sure that some of these girls are...
18?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Really?
I can't tell anymore.
What movies are you watching?
I can't tell if you're 15 or 30.
Check your computer.
I don't know what's going on.
That's why I go like all old school right now, like Kelly Kapowski, Tiffany Amber Thiessen. Number 1, 2.
All right. Well, you know, I'm big on Anna Kendrick. I'm a big Anna Kendrick fan.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so I'm going to say her.
What about Natalie Portman?
Oh, I'm a big Natalie Portman fan.
Love her.
I'll say her.
Brains and beauty. Sort of unlike myself.
Who's the? If I had mentioned this girl's name, you guys would say, "Oh, I don't know who you're talking about." She does a TV commercial for like a car commercial. Short blonde. I can't think of her name offhand. See?
Flo?
No, not Flo.
Oh. Flo.
No, not Flo.
She's not a blonde, is she?
Flo? No, Flo is a brunette.
So, like, most people, I think, right now would go, like, Jennifer Lawrence. I'm a big Kate Beckinsale guy.
I'll say Jennifer Aniston is my one. How about that?
I've got a huge crush on Cecily Strong from SNL.
I don't know who that is.
Mila Kunis.
Michelle McCoo. She used to be in the WWE. Can I mention her?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Isn't that The Undertaker's wife?
Yeah.
She was all right. That's what I thought.
Layla? She was all right.
Yeah, Clapton loved her.
Yeah.
Anyway, who are you trying to think of? Short girl, blonde?
I can't think of the
car
name.
Commercial?
Yeah. Can't think of the name.
So, isn't Anna Kendrick in car commercials?
She's in something, yeah.
All right, so let's...
Jennifer Aniston.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, and 4, Jennifer Aniston. Let's throw in Angelina Jolie for you.
Sure. Most of the movies Chuck watches are like 5 to 12 minutes in length.
Yeah, I'll name my top four actresses. Hey, we'll be kicked off the air.
After you trying to look up if a girl is legal or not, I'm questioning the movies you're watching these days.
I'm going to go with Romy Raine at number one. big Ashton Blake fan.
Okay.
All right, let's move on from this one. Mike wants to know, you guys could only pick one GM to keep. Horst, Stearns, or Goody. Who's your pick?
Well, as we just established, Horst doesn't do anything. Because Lazarus making the deals.
Well,
Stearns has to run by every move with ad nauseam.
Yeah.
And so I guess I'll take Gutekunst, even though he was just hired because Mark Murphy's got control over him.
I'll take Stearns.
Stearns?
Take Stearns, yeah.
All right.
I would take Horst.
You just took Gutekunst. Gutekunst.
Yeah, Goody.
Should I have said that?
Okay. You were close to
I think we escaped. Yeah, I got worried there.
Good against.
We've said worse.
Kristen Bell is who I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It just came to me.
Okay, I like her.
Kristen Bell. Yeah. I knew it.
Although she married Dax Shepard, and I am not a fan of Dax Shepard.
That guy sucks. Yeah. Remember when he took over Punk'd?
Isn't he the quarterback for the Cowboys?
Horvath.
Should the Packers move out?
I'd say Jessica Simpson there would be in there, too.
Still.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
They're coming back to me now.
I still like Mariah Carey.
Yeah, she's a little overweight.
Oh, yeah, Mariah.
Well, Mariah Carey, yeah. I mean, as long as she doesn't open her mouth.
Right. Well, I mean, she's a great singer. What if she's opening her mouth and saying, always be my baby?
When she starts talking, I want to blow my brains out. But she's a good singer.
All right, Casey wants to know, guys.
Dumber than a box of rocks.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how strict were your parents growing up?
I would say about a 5. Some things they could be strict on, other things they couldn't be. I'd say right in the middle.
You know, mine might have been a 6 or 7, maybe even an 8.
Now, that surprises.
Yeah, I don't have the same parents I had when I grew up. My parents are not the same people that they were when I grew up. When I grew up, we weren't allowed to watch Simpsons.
Really?
When I grew up, I couldn't go to see R-rated movies. When I grew up, I was the only kid that wore a bike helmet.
Okay.
When riding a bike.
No, you wore the helmet?
Yeah. But then as soon as I got away from the house and they couldn't see on the front porch, it would hang on my handlebar.
I don't even think they made bike helmets when I was a kid.
I couldn't do the thing where you would take a little vodka and put water in because we didn't have any alcohol in the house ever. I never saw my parents drink.
All right.
Now, after all the four of us boys moved out.
Doing beer bongs at Thanksgiving, aren't they?
These two are nuts.
Yeah.
My mom is a completely different person. Every time I see them, they go, "What's up, bitches?" I mean, they're not even the same people.
Really? So they might have been that way when you guys weren't around, like to their friends.
My mom, growing up, she wore a Canadian tuxedo all the time. Denim on denim.
Okay, so why do you think she changed?
Classic mom haircut. Now I think she dresses like she's 15.
Okay.
So what you're saying is your parents were good parents. They did their job as parents, and now that they don't have to raise you anymore, they could like live life a little.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's they're not. The people that I knew growing up don't exist.
Okay. What was the reason, you think?
Probably they were focused on raising 4 great, sensational, intelligent, nice, kind sons.
And then they got done with that chore, and they thought, okay, let's be real people now.
And they had kids very young, so they're still very young.
Yeah, your parents do look young.
Yeah.
It's kind of just what happens. I mean, when I go to Vegas and party with my friends for 3 days, they're like, oh, man, I forgot. You got a kid and stuff at home. And I'm like, yeah. But, like, you know, when I get here, I could be myself. I could let my hair down.
Yeah.
As Jessica Simpson said. This one comes from Eddie. Eddie wants to know, what's the one thing you have to do when you're at the state fair when you go?
The one thing you got to go at the state fair, I would say, you know, the cream puff, man. The cream puff is a staple. Oh. I love the cream puff. And I would say a good Euro. There's a place there that's got a Euro stand that's outstanding. But I haven't been to the state fair in like the last 3 or 4 years. Going this year, though.
Bart?
Is an Ario there?
Yeah. Yeah, Ario and Night Ranger, double bill.
We have to get Ario in studio.
Yeah, that's on you.
Yeah, go ahead, do it.
I'll try. They're at Taste of Joliet, my hometown.
If you got Kevin, are they?
They're always in Joliet, Illinois.
Okay, because I didn't see that. If they were, I'd go.
Them, Mike Allstott, Ryan Horvath.
If you got Kevin Coden on the show, Horvey, I'd get you. I'd find somebody to get you your own show. Trust me.
Deal.
You get Kevin Coden in studio.
Let me write this down.
Kevin... You can do the show. Yes.
I mean, I got whatever his name is, the NCAA tournament fake reporter. So I think I could get Cronin, right?
Yeah, you got the guy from that. You got Phil from AT&T commercial.
Okay, yeah, Phil. But the big difference between him and like one of the great rock and roll
is
bands, REO. Well, I mean, I would say so.
So if you
where did Phil's career go?
That's a good point.
We haven't seen. We haven't heard from.
If you got Kevin Cronin from REO in here, he'd have to sing. Yes.
Oh yes, he had to bring his guitar. Of course.
So remember last time we tried to get a musician in here, Pat McCurdy turned us down.
Yeah.
Because he's got a friend at a different radio station.
Yeah.
Well, I think Jason Derulo was over at the Mix. Maybe we could get him on.
Okay, we could get him. Last time that I was at the State Fair, I was in the cream puff eating contest. And are Jake and Tanner still working in this town?
You know, I heard them up in the valley.
Because they were mean to me.
They were?
Yeah, I don't like them.
What did they do?
Oh, I was trying to be friendly with them.
They were on another radio station? Probably because you were the new kid in town.
Well, they used to be up in the valley when I was up in the valley. So I was talking about that, and they go, yeah, okay, great.
Okay. They want nothing to do with you?
So that's my next radio war versus Jake and Tanner.
They null-sowed you completely.
Although I think they broke up. I think one of them quit.
They're singers?
No, they're like DJs, but they have to do it together.
Yeah.
Ah, so they're like, yeah, I gotcha. All right, let's get this moving. E-Rock wants to know if you guys could only pick one restaurant to go to for the rest of your life, which one would it be? And, Bart, I'm going to take away your favorite.
Well, Bart,
Perkins.
Yeah.
No Perkins.
Perkins, my answer is Perkins.
No. No Perkins. Freem's no Taco Bell.
Yeah, well, I got no ties to Taco Bell. So I wouldn't have chose that anyway.
All right, I'm going to say, I'm going to say Perkins.
No.
I would say...
Fine. I don't care.
I'd
rip it off the listener.
I'd say Uncle Julio's in Brookfield there, that Mexican place.
Oh,
God, that guacamole is good. That's as far as free pub I'm going to give those guys to.
Any spot in my local Shorewood Oakland Avenue strip is what I'll say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine are Pizzeria Scotty and Golden Chicken. Just wanted to throw that out there for
and plenty of mashed potatoes.
Yep. Absolutely. Alex wants to know, who is the most to blame for the Brewers' record at this point? Hitting, starting pitching, bullpen, or coaching staff?
David Stearns. David Stearns assembled this team, so when you praise him when he's got a good team, you got to give him blame when he's got a bad team.
I'll say hitting, man, because it's on these guys to score some more runs.
They got 13 runs last night.
Yeah, okay. Where were they the previous couple of nights?
Losing to the Giants, the best team in the National League.
Sure. Yeah.
Talk about the Giants?
Scoring 3 runs a game.
Yeah, let's get a Giants guy on.
Well, I think the Giants lose.
Hey, you guys do whatever you want the next 2 days.
We're going to talk all NL West.
Yeah, that sounds great. That's a
Is
wonderful.
Buster Posey back?
Yeah.
First Grand Slam. 799-1250.
Pablo Sandoval's still in the heart of that order.
And he's like hitting the ball, which is crazy. Remember, he's
also playing too. Best closer since Sergio Romo. 799-1250.
He'd be the second best bullpen guy in the Brewers right now.
Yeah. Rod Beck's my guy. R.I.P. this one comes from Sean. He wants to know. This is just a Chuck. Chuck, if there's one thing that you could magically impart on Bart to prepare him to be a father, so that he does not raise a serial killer or worse, a soccer fan, what would it be?
Let's get Will Clark on the show tomorrow.
Okay.
I
got a better shot of getting him than
Kevin Cronin.
Yeah, well, I thought one time Will Clark was headed for the Hall of Fame. He was so good.
I was a big Will Clark fan.
God, he was such a good hitter, that left-handed stroke.
Yeah. Kevin Cronin, 5'7", lead singer, REO Speedwagon.
REO Speedwagon.
Yes.
So gold records.
What was the question? What advice I'd give Bart?
Yeah, so he doesn't raise a serial killer or even worse, a soccer fan.
Discipline.
Hey.
Discipline. You know, discipline, don't... You know,
I want to be friends with my kid.
No, that's not going to always work.
You can't do that. My dad always used to tell me,
we're not friends.
I'm your dad. And it, like,
no,
broke
you
got to
be
a
dad.
And I was like, well, no, you got to be just talking about
there's
got to
be...
Simpkins?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I think that's... That's a problem I'm battling with, because my ex with my 8-year-old wants to be buddy buddy with my kid, and that's a problem.
Yeah.
No, no discipline there. And then I got to, you know, when I kind of come to terms of me being the tough guy, the bad guy, it creates a bad situation.
You do those videos where it looks like you're friends with your kid.
Well, yeah, but still, you know, if I tell him to do something, he's going to do it.
The moment that
he
can...
tell him 10 times because his mom doesn't get on him.
The moment that he can legally work, Chuck's pushing me out the door to do Freeman and Son radio.
I'd listen every single day.
Yeah.
I think it'd be good.
What a great dynamic. Cub fan, Brewer fan.
Yeah. You might be able to do it.
Yeah, he's a Cub fan, so he's got an in here already.
It would be like a debate show, because he would just go against every point and every take that you would have.
Shut up, Dad!
I get that now with this guy.
Yeah, but he can say, shut up, Dad.
I can say, oh, it's going to be nice and warm. Why do you want to go out when it's warm?
That's the toughest part about being a dad, though. You're at the game with your kid, and like he's talking about like poop and pee, and you're like, yeah, you know, and you're having fun with him. And then you get home, and mom's around, and he's like saying this stuff, and you're like, I don't know where he learns it.
Poop and pee.
Oh, yeah.
That's clean for what my kids talk.
Yeah.
All right, one more. Ask us anything, one more.
All right, let's go with a little sports here. David wants to know, with there being only one trade deadline this season, do you think the Brewers should have already been active acquiring players?
They should have traded for Andrew Cashner.
Is that the one guy that's went that you want?
He lost Homer Bailey. How did he pitch? Not good?
Not great.
You know who I'd be interested in from the Giants is...
Well, Kimbrel.
Getting Swarzak back. I would be interested in getting him back. But no, I think they've...
Why would the Giants trade a good reliever when they're in a pennant race?
They're not in a pennant race. Check back in a week.
Okay.
Or two.
I'd be happy to talk more Giants with you.
Do you think the Giants won't be in trade mode by July 31st?
Ooh, I don't know.
I mean, honestly, Bart, really.
I'm talking about the Giants so much, I'm going to have to make up a brother that works for the Giants.
You keep talking about the Giants being contenders right now. Do you think that they're in trade mode?
No, I think that they're in buy mode.
Do you think that'll be the same way come July 31st?
Yeah, unless the management, the Giants, they're motivated under Bochy.
Okay,
more on the Giants. Damon Bruce.
He switched up the lineup. You got Belty leading off now.
Mm-hmm, okay, so
you got Yaz's grandkid popping bombs.
You know what? That's unreal. That Yaz's grandkid. I grew up watching Yaz, and Yaz's grandkid is playing in the major leagues. I thought this was his son.
He had that great catch against the Brewers.
Yeah. Remember? Yeah, yes, man.
Won him the game.
You
last
got
year.
Matt Joyce in a pinch hit role.
Talk about a bitter guy. That was Carl Yastrzemski.
Give me a one word answer, real quick. Which, if any, Major League Baseball player would you trade Keston Hira for straight up pretend salary doesn't matter? That comes from Bowtie 911. Bodie 911.
What major leaguer would I trade him for?
Yeah, no salary. That doesn't matter. Just one player you would trade Keston Hira straight up for.
Bryce Harper.
Sonny Gray.
No. There's a number of guys. There's a number of guys I'd trade here for. None of these
Max
pitchers.
Max Scherzer? I'll say Max Scherzer.
Cody Bellinger's the best player in baseball.
Cody Bellinger, yeah.
Better than Mike Trout. Yeah. That's not even a hot
Where do you put Yelich player. There?
I think Yelich's still going to win the batting title.
Right behind Trout, 3.
All right, he's going to win the home run title. I think Belly's going to win the home run
title.
You
go Belly, Trout, Yelich?
Man, Belly, he's just ridiculous right now.
Yeah, he's 34 home runs.
Hit 2 the other night. One hasn't landed yet.
Yeah.
Chuck and Weichler served up by Perkins. Speaking of things that have not happened, we have not gotten over the NFC Championship game from 2014. How about you on the Fan?
Michael's here with Kevin Nemora of Forward Financial Partners. And Kevin, has there been a topic that you've been talking to our listeners about you'd like to expand upon a little bit more?
Yeah, one topic that's come up over the past few weeks are annuities and how they work with the overall financial plan of clients.
I know I've heard of annuities. I don't know a lot about them. So are there different types of annuities?
Yeah, there certainly are, which adds to the confusion. There's variable, fixed, index, just to name a few.
How would somebody listening to us right now know what type of annuity they need?
It really starts with understanding what you want to accomplish with this product. From there, digging into what the annuity offers and if it's a fit for your overall financial situation. Finally, understanding what you're paying for and if it's truly worth it. Remember, annuities are a form of insurance, and there's a cost to having that protection.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.